Hi, I'm Brooke Bentham, and you're listening to Smoke Radio. Probably featuring as Song of the Day on For Folk's Sake when I released my first single. And then that day was the day that I had my headline show to release that single. So it was pretty cool.
Headline show where?
At the Clooney 2 in Newcastle. I was more excited than nervous because I knew that it was mostly just family and friends and a few people that I didn't know. But it was nice to just have sort of everyone coming together because I was moving away down to London after that. So it was just nice to have everyone together before I moved and just to celebrate.
Do you get nervous before gigs?
It depends who I'm playing to. If it's big audiences and if it's people that I don't know. Actually, sometimes I get more nervous in front of people that I do know because then it can change their sort of, they can have an opinion on it and I would care about their opinion. But if it's people that I don't know, then I'm not going to know their opinion unless they like outright tell it to me. But sometimes if I'm playing to a lot of people, then I'll get nervous. But it all depends really on who it is.
If people are nervous before a gig, how do you calm yourself down? Do you picture them in their underwear, that old trick? Or?
The one thing I say to myself is that no one else, there's not many people in the room that would be doing the same as me. And at least I can do that. If there's people that I don't know, then it's not gonna make a big difference to me. It's not gonna change the world. You know what I mean? It's nothing really, nothing big.
Okay. You released your latest single, "Will Be Ghost." Tell us more about it.
I actually wrote it when I was 15. I had a recording of that, but I hated the recording because I sounded so young and stuff like that. So I re-recorded it last year, and then we added piano and made it electric, and we just released that, and it was pretty cool. It was really nice.
Okay, what was it before then? How come you didn't like it the first time?
Well, when I wrote that song, I couldn't really play guitar that well, and it was just an acoustic guitar. So I think as my sound has matured and I've sort of matured, I've sort of grown out of that, and my voice sounded really, it didn't sound really young, but you know when you can just tell that I'm, like, my voice sounded a little bit higher, and, yeah, I don't know. I like the new one more.
I was very excited when I found this out, but back in September last year, you supported the Mighty Rhodes Slaughter Lamb back in September. How does supporting artists compare to performing here tonight?
Supporting artists, it's cool because venues like this is family and friends. Well, there obviously are more people that you don't know, but when you support an artist, there's everyone that you don't know. And when you're supporting artists as well, no one knows who you are. So you sort of have to make more of an impression. So there's a little bit more pressure, but then you don't know anyone. So as I was saying earlier, it's not as nerve-wracking, but then it is. But I don't know. I don't know what I prefer, actually, because I like performing on family and friends, but it's also nice to support artists and get yourself out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I spoke to somebody else who was supporting Lucy Rose a few weeks ago, and he was saying how difficult it is, like, to get the crowd interactive with a support act because, like, they're there for the main act. Yeah. How did you, like, engage the crowd so they were focused on you despite them probably being there for Rhodes?
The Rhodes gig that I did wasn't a ticketed gig. It was, like, you had to win tickets. So it was already very sort of exclusive, and it was in, like, this sort of base, like, at the Slaughter Lamb, it's quite basement-y. And it's very dark, so like, and it's quite quiet as a whole, so when you walk in you've got to be quiet, so everyone, and for Rhodes as well, is quite a quiet sort of intimate artist, so I think everyone was really appreciative of the crowd and appreciative of the music, so it was all right, and there was people sitting right at the front that I had, and I couldn't see anyone in the back, so it wasn't that bad, but everyone was listening. And I also, that was when I first came down from uni, and I had no idea what I was going to talk to them about, but then I just started talking to them about Fresher's Flu, and was like trying to like engage them with that, which like actually worked, but I just came across really goofy, but you know.
I'm artists write about a lot of stuff, but is there anything that you would never find yourself writing about?
I don't know.
Matt said a cheesy love song.
Did he?
And then Axel said partying.
Yeah, that's a good one. Partying, I don't think I would ever do that. But, I would never, I suppose I could put the two and two together. And because I'm at university now, I would never write about the university experience. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have, like, Asher Roth, I Love College, and stuff like that. I would never do something like that.